Great victory for your team, Coach. And we were just talking about two of Liberal's starters that you maybe were scouting or anticipating scouting. You didn't know right before tip-off they were out of here. But you know what? Good job by your team to keep their focus, finding out that they weren't going to be available and still, finding ways to pass the ball around. And a good night for you guys.
It was. We came out, and I looked at the starting lineup, and three players in there. I didn't even recognize their numbers. So I knew something was going on, but it doesn't really matter as far as, 23 not playing, because our guys would have been just fine if he was out there. Obviously, he gave them a little bit more offense and some defense, but I think you saw tonight, they don't have a lot of trouble pressuring the ball. They get after it, and the refs let them play. And so that was a great test for us. Probably could have been better, just a little bit more efficient offensively as far as just running our stuff and getting easier looks. But when guys are pressuring you like that, it's kind of, what's the point? If you can go past them, go past them, make somebody help, and then kick it from there. So I was pretty pleased with our guys. The effort was tremendous again.
Yes.
Three games in a row, and you couldn't be more proud of the defense that's played. And these guys just continue to surprise people, I think, every game.
Well, my thought, too, here is you even had your young group in there for quite a while. They played a lot of minutes tonight just because of a lot of foul trouble, and Liberal stayed with the full-court press pretty much all night. But your team, your second five in there, then you go 11-12. They didn't miss a beat.
No, they didn't, and that's kind of what we've been talking about as far as they make playing time difficult because they're all competing, they're all playing hard, and for the most part, they're all pretty well aware of what we're doing. And so I thought we got huge minutes out of guys. You look out there and you might look at scores and overlook what Dylan Duff did in the last couple of games, but that kid's been everywhere. I mean, he's getting deflections, he's getting rebounds, he's tipping the ball, getting us extra possessions, and just a phenomenal job by him. Camden gave us big minutes. Brooks came in and got some steals. Eloy handled the ball for us well, made good plays. And on down the line, really, I mean, they just all keep, chipping in and helping out.
That's kind of where my next thought was going to go there. You had a lot of hustle play from all over. Eloy Ruelas, 9 points tonight, and you could just tell he's pretty confident shooting the ball.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't shy away from it, that's for sure. And we're not about to change his mindset, because he's a kid that I think I've been eager to coach that kid since he was in third grade. I had him in third grade, and he was a kid that even in third grade had a good handle, made basketball decisions as a third grader at, that high school kids don't see. Sees the floor extremely well, and he's going to continue to get better and better. So I'm very proud of him.
We saw a different game at times tonight from Dylan Metzger as well. He had a nice mid-range jumper. He drove in pretty strong, attacked it, and felt pretty confident taking it to the rack tonight.
Yeah, he doesn't he doesn't want to be a guy that, people look at and say, oh, he just shoots threes. So tonight I thought, he was much more aggressive and we probably need to be when the defense is playing like that. And, of course, they were locking everything on a side and trying to keep it on that side. So one of the things we had talked about was if they're going to lock left or right, doesn't matter. We're not driving to the baseline because they've got the help there. And we get in trouble. We want to drive middle. And I thought a lot of our guys did an exceptional job of that and getting good kickouts to the corners, especially early on in the game. But you kind of go through the score and what guys, put up numbers. And I think a ton of guys chipped in tonight. We had a lot of guys, give us some buckets. And in a night where Jackson didn't have his normal, but the way they were guarding him, they weren't about to let him go off. And you could tell that. They weren't even guarding. It was like playing 2-on-1 with him down there. So it was going to be tough. And I still thought, he had a great ball game. And defensively, he affects it as well. It's nice to know that you can go 12 deep. And a lot of those guys are pretty confident in shooting the ball.
Yeah, you're 3 in double figures tonight. Lawson had a pretty good game as well. He had a couple of early first quarter fouls. And Avery, it just wasn't his night there. 2 points, but 4 fouls there. But he still gave some pretty good minutes there as well. But you got to like what you see going ahead here. And big game for you guys tomorrow night. And I think that's going to be an electric atmosphere down in Garden City.
Yeah, I just reminded our guys, it's been a while since we went down there and played well. And for whatever reason, that Saturday game's kind of, you know, gotten us a few years in a row here, and we want to go down there. And there's one thing that we know: defense travels. And so if the shots aren't going, I am fully confident in our guys to get stops and you know, give us chances. So it's going to be tough. Yeah. It's going to be a tough game. Garden's very good. Probably extremely confident at this point in time, you know, coming off of their three wins down in Colorado. And they've got some playmakers. So Jackson's going to have a matchup down low. And our guards are going to have to do a really good job on number four, because he can get hot. And if he gets hot, it seems like it's contagious for everybody else. So. Back to what you said about Avery, you know, that kid's everywhere, and he gets those fouls because he's trying to make plays. And, you know, obviously when you get into foul trouble, you get your second foul in the first quarter or first half. If you get that chance to go back in and play with those two fouls, you really just got to be smart. And there's times I don't think it works in his brain to give up a basket. So he's going to compete for it. And he was on the bad side of the foul trouble, but there in the third quarter, He got some steals. He made some plays, and did a very good job. So even playing with those foul troubles, you know, he's still going to be an aggressive kid.
Well, you can't have an opportunity to go 3-0 on the week without getting to 2-0, and that's where you're at this week. So perfect math there.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, congratulations on a big victory. We'll see you tomorrow, and hopefully first road trip of the year will be a good one for the Beavers.
For sure. Thanks, Adam.